produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved. It's May 30th, 2007. This is a special edition of Here's Jesus. Speaker Linda Pauley here. I must report that on May 26, 2007, there was a horrendous spiritual battle around Ellsworth, Maine, when the creatures of darkness used energy transmitted through Dick Cheney's grandchild to fight Jesus and others defending the kingdom of God. Though spirits can't be killed, they can be seriously wounded and go into a coma-like state until they regenerate. Jesus, John Lennon, Pope Paul, and all the apostles are down. Here is my husband to tell you of their state.
Linda, everybody in the afterlife is just exhausted and just drained. The light in heaven is actually dim and has been for a couple of days, but it's coming back. Pope Paul is back on his feet and he is now helping Father Abraham, who is in charge of heaven at this time until Jesus recovers. It is believed that Jesus may be unconscious for as long as 2 weeks, though others are recovering much faster. John Lennon is showing signs of awakening, and so are some of the other apostles. But this is a terrible, terrible situation, and we need more energy. Unfortunately, we can't get the news out. Every time we try to post something on a website or other places, they take it down because people don't want to know the truth. Getting God's word out and letting people know what is happening is extremely difficult. We are trying, but things are coming back, and we hope that we can regenerate before the forces of darkness can.
That's horrible. You mean Jesus will be unconscious until June 8th at least? How will we get by?
Well, hopefully John Lennon will be up and about in a couple of days and able to return to his duties. We got by when Jesus was off in the stars visiting other worlds for a while and abandoned mankind until John brought him back. We'll get by. It's going to be difficult and it's going to be a struggle, but we will get by.
We'll be back after the break. Jesus is fighting for Ellsworth. For more details, go to voicesfromspirit.com/ellsworth.htm. We're back. The Kingdom of God absolutely delighted that Cindy Sheehan has quit as the leader of the anti-war protest. We would have liked to have Father Abraham come through and speak on this matter directly, but energy levels are just too low. So here is my husband to comment on these matters.
Linda, the Kingdom of God was completely taken back at the suddenness of this victory. Moses and this lady's dear son have been working on her ever since she started this campaign, trying to get her to stop. So many times her son has come to me and begged for help to reach his mother because his mother believes that her family is special and above other families and that he should never have gone to war, that Hispanics and colored people should fight the wars and not the white sons of special American families. He has tried and tried to reach his mother and make her understand that she is not only destroying the people of Iraq, but she is destroying the kingdom of God and threatening the very existence of mankind. To win such a victory at this time, to have this woman withdraw, is a tremendous thrill to the kingdom of God. Though it will not generate any more power for us, it cuts off power to the creatures of darkness. She was feeding them. Her group was feeding them. With her gone as a focal point, they're not going to be able to transmit power to those fighting Jesus. It is a tremendous victory for us.
Wow, that's fantastic news. I hope it will help everybody recover from the battle.
Unfortunately, Linda, the only way that will help that is if we can generate more energy. This is not generating more energy, it's stopping negative energy. We desperately need to generate more positive energy.
We'll be back again.